Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
How clean's your car on the inside, Christopher?
Not at all.
You're bad?
Yeah, I'm really bad. It's constantly got...
I was really hoping you were going to...
I won't tell you what's in it.
What are you going to do now? I was really hoping you were going to back me up then and say, yeah, keep it spotless, because Donna's car's a bit like a skip. I mean, to be fair, she does ferry the kids around more than me, so you can kind of understand it. But the reason I ask is because apparently fingernails, pet hair, and bacteria are among the dirt that drivers don't bother to remove from their cars.
Yeah, mine's got lots of those kind of things in there. Yeah. I do object to the kids when they leave snotty tissues in.
Yeah, don't leave snotty tissues.
But having seen what I leave in my car, you can really...
You can't tell them off.
No.
Survey suggests a quarter of motorists only clean the inside of their vehicle every how often, do you think? How often? You see, I clean mine every couple of weeks.
I would say it's months, but I probably do mine once a year, if that...
You're joking! Yeah. That's disgusting! Oh, man alive!
You don't want to live from me now.
Every 3 months on average, apparently.
Yeah.
I'll walk, thanks. I'm going to get a bike. That's minging. Once a year. It must stink in your car. Christopher from News still with us here. My daughter Olivia last night showed me this article. I don't know how I missed it, but she was quite proud of it because she said, "This is you, Dad." She says, so I read it. It was, "Dad dancing has been named the thing that children find most embarrassing about their parents."
I can imagine.
Okay. 42% of kids questioned in a survey said it made them cringe when I was reading this. It also said the other two things, public shows of affection and using slang, also feature in it. That's sick. So that's one ticked off. Hang on, let's tick. What was the other? Public shows of affection. Morning, Ollie. You all right, sweetheart?
She'll love that.
She'll love that. All the mates listening this morning. The other one's dad dancing. Now, dad dancing, I'm hopeless at dancing full stop, which kind of, I suppose, is dad dancing, isn't it?
Yeah, I've gone from hopeless at dancing to dad dancing since I've come in.
So I want to take a step up, because my dancing is pretty poor, so I want to improve and I want to become more dad dancing. Now, the other morning we played Wigfield Saturday night on the 9 at 9, and I noticed you pulling some moves.
Yeah, and I still remember the dance from all the back way when.
Yeah, and I was quite surprised you knew it so well, and I think equally you were surprised that I didn't know the move. So, just in case Olivia's listening this morning, as I'm sure she will be, I want you to show me the move. So here's the music. Okay, so what do we do?
You kind of put your arms out to the side like that, twice, then back again.
So it's twice to both sides.
Yeah, and then you walk forward with your arms rolling around.
Is that like a hand roll thing you're doing there?
Yeah. You step forward, and step forward again.
That's like line dancing.
Yeah, and back. Like that.
On your thighs, slap on your thighs, jump forward, jump
back, and then turn around.
Oh, so that's when everybody in the line turns to the side.
Yeah, exactly.
But you've all got to go the same way, presumably. Which way do you go? Do you go clockwise? Is it clockwise?
I always go clockwise.
So let's just do that again. So what is it? You start off with the hand jive
to the side.
Two to each side,
Forward
roll. Walking. Back roll.
And then hands on your side. Then on your bum.
Oh, you forgot about the buttocks.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. And then you go
jump forward. You do like a thrust forward, jump back, and then to the side.
Jump around.
Oh, Olivia's going to be so proud of me. I tell you what, I've worked up a bit of a sweat there, I'll be honest.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Harold. How are you? Are you well?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Good, yes. We're okay this morning. It's not a bad morning so far. You're on your way to work. Tell us what you do, where you work, Harold.
Yeah, I'm a warehouse manager for Sofaworks.
For Sofaworks? Where's the depot?
Over in Goulburn,
okay. And the tickets, the prize we're giving away this morning is a family ticket for four to the Warriors Family Fun Day, which is on Saturday at Edgehall Road at the training ground there from 10 till 4. So clearly you're big Warriors fans. Who else is in your family? Who are the Warriors fans in your house, Harold? Introduce them to us.
I've got my wife, Club, my eldest daughter, Megan, and my youngest daughter, Neve.
It's terrific. Who are the favourite players? Have you got a favourite player in your house that you're looking forward to?
Both my girls like Matty Smith. I think they're both smitten.
I like the Smitten, that's clever. Smitty Smitten, that's good. We like that.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, we might want to give them a quick call because it's Matty Smith's birthday today. And I'm planning on giving him a call in the next... I didn't want to ring him too early because it's match day. And even though I'm a Saints fan, I thought it was a bit cruel to ring him too early. I didn't want all you Wigan fans getting on my back complaining. So we're going to give Matty a call, I think, in the next half an hour. We'll try and get him up for his birthday. Is that all right? So make sure the girls are listening, all right?
Yeah, we'll
okay, be. Right. Well, here we go. Let's do Not So Little Lyrics. Let's win you the tickets to the fan day on Saturday. Your clip this morning sounded like this.
Hi, my name's Dave, and this is my lyric. Lay where you're laying. Don't make a sound. I know they're watching... They're watching. All the commotion. The kiddie like play. has people talking, talking.
OK, what's the song? Who sings it, Harold?
I think it's Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire.
Yeah. Good work. Well spotted, Harold. So you got yourself four tickets for the Family Fun Day on Saturday, and our all congratulations to you. All right, buddy.
Fantastic.
Morning to you if you're just on your way into work as a road workman. If you're off to do roadworks this morning, hello to you. There was a bunch of lads doing some work round by the Morrisons near our house yesterday, and I had to wait while the stop-go board was turned round. The lad doing that... I can never work out... If you work on the roads, I can never work out if doing the stop-go board is a good thing or a bad thing. It strikes me that if I was doing it, I might be annoyed because it's such a dull job. Because you just, just stand there, turn it around and turn it back around again. But then I think I'd be quite delighted because it means I wouldn't have to do any of the back-breaking work that all my mates are doing. So if you're out working on the roads, can you let me know, is it a good thing to be doing the stop-go board or not? You don't see it that often these days, do you? So sorry to the lad that was doing that yesterday. Birthdays today. Celebrity birthdays include Daniel Radcliffe. He's 26 today. Slash from Guns N' Roses is 50. Jo Brand is celebrating today. She's 58. But none of those have got a patch on Wigan Warriors' Matty Smith. It's Matty Smith's birthday today. Of course, playing at Hull tonight. We didn't want to call him too early on the show because I thought I might get into trouble. But I think it's quarter to nine now. It's reasonable, isn't it? I'm sure he's got a little one. I'm sure he'll be up. Okay. Where's my phone? Here we go. Matty Smith. Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Matty. Happy birthday to you.
Brilliant.
Is it an emotional moment for you, is it?
It is, mate, yeah. I'm obviously it's my birthday today, so that's the first person to sing me happy birthday, so thank you very much.
No worries, good to get you on. So I'm all right, 28 today, Matty Smith, is that right?
I am, mate, I'm getting on a bit now.
28. I was just looking back, July 1987, it was the month Morris Lindsay became chairman of Wigan, July 87. Kylie put out her first song, Locomotion. Nigel Mansell won the British Grand Prix. Nick Faldo won the Open. Some iconic legends of British sport, and it was the day you were born. And it's a game day. I mean, so what? You presumably can't like enjoy it. No cake or anything like that until the game.
I'm going to have to wait, obviously, till after the game. But yeah, it's an important game for us. We need the win, so I'm going to have to. Strict diet is beans on toast game day. So
a candle in beans on toast.
Love yeah.
it. That's what you need. Do you keep it quiet from the lads, or do the lads know?
I think, yeah, a few of them will probably give me a bit of stick for it. I'm one of the oldest in the team now, so they give me a bit of stick for that. But, yeah, I'm sure they'll wish me happy birthday when I get to the game.
That's good. Are you going to have a nice, relaxing day? Have you got family stuff to do first? What's the plan for the day?
Yeah, I just stick to my routine, really. It's a bit boring. Go out for a coffee and then have a bit of dinner and then obviously get ready for the game. So I'll hopefully celebrate a good win and obviously my birthday after it. So, hopefully it'll be a good day for us.
Excellent. One question I always ask you guys when we get you on for your birthday call, because we look back on when we were growing up and birthday presents as a kid are always much more fun than birthday presents when you're growing up. So, and I always ask, what was the best present you got as a kid? Now, the normal answer is... like a rugby shirt or a ball. I'm keeping my fingers crossed here that you're going to say the best present you ever got was a Saints shirt. Go for it, Matty Smith!
I can't say that, can I? even though I got a few of them. I mithered my mum and dad for an Action Man one year.
Did you?
I absolutely mithered them for it. And when it come, I didn't play with it once, so...
Brilliant.
You still tell me about that now.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it'd probably be a few rugby shirts, a few football shirts and... a few balls as well. So.
Excellent. Right, well, good luck tonight. We're not going to keep you any longer because I've got stuff to do. So get yourself set for the game. What do you reckon tonight? It's a long journey across to Hull, isn't it? What a game on a Thursday night. It's not exactly what you need, but what do you reckon?
No, it is a long journey, but I think it's one we look forward to. It's a great stadium to play at as well. So it's an important game for us. I think we definitely need the 2 points to keep climbing that ladder. So and then it's the Super 8s then, so that the more points you get in this regular season, the better. And we're looking forward to it. I mean, we've come off the back of two good wins now with Leeds and Widnes, and we're looking to get even more points and hopefully catch Saints and Leeds, so it's a big game.
Fabulous. Safe journey, Matty. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Chris. Cheers, mate. See you, bye.